Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're running on a treadmill of self-criticism? Like your inner voice is a relentless drill sergeant barking orders and dishing out punishment for every perceived misstep? Well, strap in because today we're tackling something crucial: practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. We live in a world that constantly tells us to hustle harder, achieve more, be better. It's like we're all competing in an Olympic marathon with no finish line. But what happens when we trip? What happens when we stumble, fall short of our own or society's expectations? That's where self-compassion and forgiveness come in. Think of them as your personal life raft, the tools to keep you afloat during those rough seas of doubt and disappointment. They're not about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate these powerful inner resources. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, acknowledge that voice in your head, the one constantly critiquing and judging. Don't fight it, just observe it. You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your mind starts replaying it on loop? That's your inner critic hard at work. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Now, imagine a close friend messed up. Maybe they spilled coffee all over themselves or forgot an important deadline. How would you respond? Probably with empathy, understanding, and maybe even a little humor. It's time to extend that same kindness to yourself. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get lost in those spiral thoughts to what ifs and should haves that can drag you down? Mindfulness helps us stay present, aware of our thoughts and emotions without judgment. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the warmth of the sun on your skin. This can help quiet that inner critic and bring a sense of calm. 4. Forgive yourself. Holding on to past mistakes is like carrying around extra baggage. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the negative emotions associated with it. Learn from your mistakes, acknowledge them, and then let go. 5. Focus on your strengths. We all have areas where we excel. Instead of dwelling on our shortcomings, take time to appreciate our strengths and celebrate our accomplishments. Remember, you are more than just your mistakes. You are capable, resilient, and worthy of love and compassion, starting with yourself. Okay, let's get real for a second. You know that feeling when you're working on a big project, everything seems to be going smoothly, and then bam, you hit a major roadblock. Maybe it's a missed deadline, a technical glitch, or just plain creative burnout. Your inner critic goes into overdrive. You should have been more prepared. This is all your fault. You're incompetent. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, take a deep breath, acknowledge the setback, and remind yourself that everyone experiences setbacks. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I approach this differently next time? Then, offer yourself some kindness, maybe take a break, listen to your favorite music, or treat yourself to something you enjoy. Remember, you're not defined by your mistakes, you are defined by how you respond to them. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize that inner critic, treat yourself like a friend, practice mindfulness, forgive yourself, and focus on your strengths. And don't forget, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It's about showing up for yourself every day with kindness, understanding, and a little bit of grace. Ready to put these tips into action? Leave a comment below sharing how you practice self-compassion in your own life. And remember, if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving for mental fitness, one stoic workout at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.